You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with my good friend, Dan Sommer. He's the founder and CEO of IHT Realty Crowdfunding. Dan, welcome back. Thank you for holding on through the break.
No problem, Jim. Thank you for inviting me.
It's my pleasure. Now, let's talk a little bit about the merger of technology and real estate. You talk about it in the ad. Tell me a little bit more about how you're bringing everything together to help people invest in institutional quality real estate.
Sure, Jim. Look, it's basically the odd couple. Real estate and technology giving birth to financial tech. It's an amazing marriage, but once again, it's the odd couple. It's the old-fashioned due diligence. It's the old-fashioned Excel spreadsheets, drilling down on real estate. But then with the passing of the Jobs Act of 2012, it allows sponsors or allows companies like ourselves, IHTRealty.com, to use that platform to utilize social media to sell real estate investments. That opened the floodgates to an 80-year ban. So the old days, you had to belong to the big boys club and know a CPA or an attorney in order to get access to real estate opportunities, which were far and few between, very expensive to put together, et cetera. And now all you need to do is get in front of your laptop on your sofa and pull up one of a dozen real estate crowdfunding sites and take a look at opportunities via your internet. In essence, in bottom line, this crowdfunding is nothing more than a method to bridge the gap between sponsors and investors. And sponsors are basically real estate developers or entrepreneurs, fix and flip principals, developers, and so on. The technology, however, allows investors to browse and research and make informed investment decisions at their leisure at the comfort of their home. So let's take a moment and take a look at this marriage, if you will.
Yes.
The Jobs Act was put in 2012, which really outdated the old private syndication model, which was limited to offering only to family, friends, and business acquaintances. So what happened as a result of the passage of the Jobs Act, it gave access to investors and sponsors. Investors have very low barriers to entry. And by that, Jim, what I mean is, the old days with private placement memorandums and very expensive methods, normally the cost of entry was $50,000 to $100,000. Nowadays, you can get into a real estate investment for $1,000 to $5,000, which is unbelievable.
Well, Dan, also have, Dan, I want to ask, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I want to ask a couple of questions. I want to make sure I get them in. You know, real estate crowdfunding is growing dramatically. It's in the hockey stick phase. How big is it going to be in the next couple of years?
You know, that's a great point, Jim. When it first started out in 2013, it was a $400 million deal. It raised $400 million its first year. 2014, it raised $1 billion in capital. 2015, it exploded into $2.57 billion. And it's predicted, and the numbers aren't even in for 2016 yet, but it's expected to become a $150 billion industry. That's a B. Well, billion-dollar industry over the next 5 years. It's staggering.
And, Dan, I want to make sure I get in some of these points because I wrote down a bunch of questions I want to ask you, and I'm kind of running out of time. Can you really quickly go through how crowdfunding works? The people connect with you, and then what?
Well, the process is seamless. They go to our website, as an example, IHTRealty.com, and you don't have to leave our website. The technology allows you to review multiple deals and the structures. We've got debt and equity, as other platforms have. You can see all of the underwriting, all of the due diligence, sponsors or principals like us that host these opportunities, prepare our due diligence on the sponsors and the real estate. We look at the financial projections, the assumptions, et cetera. So you can go to the site, you can look at the photos, you can look at the projections, you can look at the underwriting of the opportunity, you can look at the sponsor information and so on. You can get accredited on our site. You can pledge on our site. And when you're ready to invest, you can actually press a button and exchange capital via ACH or wire. It's a very seamless, simple, friendly situation.
Now we've only got about a minute or so left, Dan. I just want to make sure I get in all my questions. We were talking earlier on the show about on-trend investing. So now somebody signed up, they're qualified, they've got money with you. What is on-trend investing?
on trend investing, to summarize, is understanding where our socioeconomics are going. As an example, a very quick example, is that we have millennials and we have retirees. Where is the opportunity? Affordable housing, which is the last bastion of home ownership for retired folks, and also assisted living facilities. Understanding that people are retiring, 10,000 a day retirees. Where are they? Follow them through the scope of their retirement. Where is that opportunity? Where is the real estate opportunity taking us? And it's the same thing with millennials. Multifamily opportunities, urban opportunities, now looking to buy, you're looking to rent, continuous, invest in multifamily in urban settings. There's an opportunity there. So you just need to follow the scent of the macro and microeconomics and socioeconomics.
Well, it's time to take a breath and tell people how to find you, Dan. We've only got about a couple seconds left. So please, where do people find you to start the process?
Sure, Dan Summers. Email is dsummers@ihtrealty.com. Website is ihtrealty.com. Telephone is 904-501-7693. Once again, 904-501-7693, and I take all my own phone calls.